With the noise restriction, is that pertaining to commercial and, Rick Serrano, 41 North Franklin Street. Is that still with commercial and residential considered as the 9 o'clock curfew? Or the 9 o'clock time ordinance, or is it 11 o'clock time ordinance for the outside entertainment law?
Well, it's outside, it's still the outside.
Is it still going to fall under?
It's going to rule.
Okay.
Whatever we agreed to there, that's what your time's going to be. I'm not sure.
I mean, I've only ever had two complainants on, three complainants on the noise. One was yourself, one was Herman Reinhold, and then the other one was Charlie. And we do what we can do. I know people like to hear the encores, and if they play one more song, I get it. You know, that I was brought up in a musical family. That's what they do. I've been to many of concerts in my day, and they play one more song as an encore. I agree. I understand your law of 11 o'clock. I have no issue with that. But I think when we start getting complaints at 11:03, now we're nitpicking. Now we're really starting to nitpick it a little bit too much. You know, this we have at the storehouse.
You know where I live.
I know exactly where you live.
I can hear that music up there when you guys crank it up, like it was right next door. Now, Mr. Reinhold and Mr. D'Agostino, I mean, they're even a lot closer.
Right.
I don't think I've ever been unreasonable.
I don't believe that you've been unreasonable. I will say this. We are a seasonal business. I am the general manager of the storehouse. We are a seasonal business who thrive on 3 months of the year of having our bands on Friday nights and Saturday nights, and this is how we make our money to make it through the winter. Without that, we're lucky to have stayed open this winter because we did well with the music that we had last year. We were able to save money and put aside to employ local kids and local people in this community jobs. At this point, we are currently have 5, and as soon as summer gets here, we'll be up as high as 10 to 12. So what we thrive on and what we depend on is the local people supporting the local bands, which they do. My main thing is that we've had the 11:03. When 11:03 comes around, I get this. And you don't know how many times I got in a fight with Herman Reinhold about it. You just don't. Looking at his clock, I know Herman, it's 11:02 and a half. I understand, I get it. This is the last song, I promise. And it always is. And I will always make an announcement to the band if they are too loud. You know, can you just turn it down a hair? And we've gone as far as this year is bringing more acoustic acts rather than amplified music. And we've made every stride to put up sound protection. And unfortunately, it was destroyed. And now I'll have to be rebuilding that after these windstorms. The last couple windstorms snapped some of our soundboards in half. But regardless, you know, the storehouse depends on these 3 months. And I think right now, we are the only business besides the new deli that just opened up down the road on the river who look forward to outdoor music. I mean, I am also on the APAC committee, which the storehouse will make money from, and so will the deli. So I think, and we always follow the guidelines within 9:30 is what our guidelines. My thing was, I mean, it says commercial noise restrictions found in chapter 176. And then when it comes to state that audible property line of premises upon which it is being used between the hours of 9 p.m. and 8 a.m. But didn't we, with the outside entertainment permits, we changed that, correct?
Should that
say in here, added to noise restrictions, commercial properties to be held at 11, held till 11? That's what I'm asking.
I'm not going to answer that right now, but we'll look at it. work as it can.